terrifying as the idea of staying. Here she at least had the aunts. Outside, she didn't even know what to expect.
It is always better to blend in, Lara. Xavier is a cruel man. There are others like him. You have great power within you, and others will want it. Learn in secret, and only use it when you must, and for good or to save your life. You cannot let others know. Come with me. If we can, but no matter what, you must leave this place. You see what they do to us, what they will do to you. Your power will call to them, and they will take everything from you.
Lara closed her eyes, the trembling turning into almost violent shuddering. Oh, yes, she had seen. Torture. Horrible torture. Horrible black spells drawing forth demons with red glowing eyes and the sickening stench of evil clinging to them. She would hear screams until the day she died, the screams of others begging for mercy, begging to be killed. She couldn't let her father or great-grandfather know of the power growing within her. She could never let on that the aunt spoke to her and taught her, filling her mind with everything they knew so that as the power in her grew, she would have the knowledge to accompany it. The two men would try to wrest everything she was from her, control her if they couldn't, and in the end she would be like the others, torn apart while they still lived, experimented on, eaten alive piece by piece until madness and pain were all that was left. Today was her birthday, and she had to escape. She had to leave the only home she'd ever known and go out into a world she knew only through the memories of her two aunts, who had been imprisoned for so many years they had long ago lost count. Before that could happen, she would be forced to endure her father's and great-grandfather's sharp, wicked teeth one more time. She covered her eyes and bit back a sob.
Lara, you are Dragon Seeker. You can do this. They are strong. They endure. We do not ever succumb to evil. Do you understand? You must escape.
Auntie Brawny always lectured her, but there was love in her voice. Worry, determination. Auntie Tatiana sounded sad and weak, but the love was there as well, although these days she rarely wasted energy on talking. Lara knew something was wrong, terribly wrong, and she was frightened of losing the two of them.
I don't want to be alone,
she whispered aloud into the freezing cold of the bluish chamber. She didn't say it in her mind to her aunts because she didn't want them to know she was nearly paralyzed with fear of leaving. This terrible place of pain and death and cold was her home, and here at least she had the aunts and she knew what to expect. Outside? Outside she would be alone in a foreign world. Lara's body suddenly jerked upright. At the same time, she felt the invader spreading through her brain like sludge. A cry escaped. Her instinct was to struggle against the command, but she forced her will to lie quiet, to pretend to be subdued. It was difficult when everything in her shuddered and withdrew from that spreading stain.
Do not fight. Do not fight,
Aunt Braun's voice whispered.
Save your strength. Let him think he has control. We will all strike at the same moment. This will be the last time, child. The last time.
Lara choked on the sob welling up. To have someone else inside of her, to feel evil invading her body, pushing at her mind and forcing his will on her, caused bile to rise, flooding her throat and mouth with burning acid. She took a step. Another. Like a puppet controlled by strings. She couldn't prevent her instincts to fight. She resisted the invasive presence, trying to throw him out of her mind, a small rebellion that earned immediate retaliation. Her body jerked again, and pain pierced her skull like ice picks drilling holes through skin and bone. The sensation of spiders crawling on her skin, hundreds of them, swarming, engulfing her, nesting in her hair, biting at her scalp, had her frantically slapping at her body. She opened her mouth wide to scream, but nothing came out. She knew Razvan, her father, had no patience with tears or pleading. It infuriated him to listen to screaming or to a childish voice. Her earliest memory was of him shaking her, snarling like one of the captured wolves he occasionally brought into his lair to torment. Whatever her memories, this was her way of life. The aunts had told her a child should be loved and treasured, never